Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, welcome. You're listening to VFN Radio on VFN TV and the Christian Television Network. I want to give a big shout out to all of our audience out there in the nation and on the Gulf Coast and around the world. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And I am Greg Lancaster. We have a lot we want to be able to share with you. If you've missed anything this week, you want to catch definitely yesterday. As we were on the air yesterday, and we began to share with you what God just said, to us that week, as the words begin to, just beginning of the conversation, the words were, you know, it's going to be physical. It's going to be a physical battle, mm-hmm. not just spiritual in regards to a tangible. I mean, as soon as those words came out, mm-hmm. everything went down.
Everything.
As a matter of fact, I understand it went down over the entire county
I went home and all my stuff was out.
Yeah. It went all the way down to the waterfront. And at that one moment in time, and it's documented, and maybe we'll make it available for you on the Torch, maybe some related articles, just so you know. This is how, you know, it's spiritual and physical, and we're going to talk about that, but make sure you just listen to it. It's entitled, It's Going to Be a Physical Battle on the Soil, somehow, where somebody's trying to, or going to, or you got to hear it. You've got to hear it because... You know, God was specifically letting us know, you need to prepare. You need to prepare in the mindset of understanding it's going to be physical. And what does that mean? Find out more. You can find out then. It's a lot of prophetic words are being shared. Even children are hearing, you know, what God is saying. You'll even hear it in some of their voices as mm-hmm. they're hearing as well. And understand that these are exciting days because... A harvest of souls are going to be coming into the kingdom of God. The family of God's going to expand. The kingdom's going to expand. And so don't miss it. If you missed yesterday, you want to get it. It's going to be a physical, somehow on the soil situation with details that God has shown us, and we share it as well. Also, today's programs, we have four programs back to back. We're going to be talking from an article from the Jerusalem Post, how a son of a Greek Orthodox priest, Christian, his son went to go enlist in the Israeli Defense Force, and he was attacked in Nazareth.
Oh, wow.
And more Christians now, listen, church, more and more Christians are enlisting in the Israeli Defense Force, which is also, you have this Christian, Arab Christian, who was enlisting in the Israeli Defense Force, and they, we'll talk more about it in today's programs, but he was beat. You know, for standing up for Jerusalem, for standing up for Israel. And what we're seeing now, we're seeing the fulfillment of every nation turns against Israel except for the nation of God, the church, and God's for God. And we're hearing things, if you missed it, Jewish Congress talked about almost the words that could have been easily said, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord in Jerusalem. And they're not going to be silent for these type of things. And so the only friend of Israel, it looks like true friend, not just, you know, whatever type stuff, that it's going to be the church, you know, Christians.
That's right.
And even as we speak, they're making it more and more difficult for... they're just Alinsky 101 over there, the enemy is, and make it impossible. They're creating a Palestinian state through manipulation and trying to go back to the 1967 borders, which is undefensible borders for Israel. So we'll talk more about that. Also, you know, Iran's influence is increasing as the U.S. Decreases in the Middle East. And it's getting more and more in that particular areas. Kerry, Secretary John Kerry, who we got shared with a little bit about to me, I shared it on the air. He's now urging your representatives who represent you. He's urging you through your representative, probably without them bringing you in the middle of it, to stop these new sanctions on Iran, to stop them. And, you know, based on my understanding, the sanctions is basically, say, the six-month crazy Prime Minister Netanyahu talks about how it's a historically bad thing.
All right.
And sanctions are at the end of the 6 months. Mm-hmm. Like, if you don't do what's said, this is what's going to happen in 6 months. And so they go, well, I'm not going to play this then. I'm not going to do it. If you're going to, it's like, just do what you said you're going to do. Oh, that's right. You don't tell the truth. That's that's what that is. Who is your father? Who is your father if you don't tell the truth? And I want to talk, too, about during today's programs, four programs back-to-back, don't miss them, is how to build your strength. We have a lot of things to talk about, but I really believe, you know, I've been really focusing, we've been really focusing on our strength. We've been praying that God would give us endurance and strength, but you may not have. You may have not even been thinking about this. But imagine, you know, that if you've been carrying this baby and in your womb and all of a sudden it's time to birth this child, but because you didn't understand what it was going to take to birth, you didn't understand the process of the maturation period of this child, that you didn't reserve your energy. And God gives a woman in the natural sense a burst of energy to have that child. Sometimes she misuses it and paints the house. You know, as he does things and, you know, kind of overuses it instead of saving that energy, because she's going to need that energy to birth that child. And the Word of God talks about that you can actually, everything can be going great, but because you didn't focus on endurance and understand you needed to have endurance, that when it comes time to do what God's called to do and what you're going to have to do to survive, you don't even have any strength. You just kind of just sink down in the water and just say, go on without me, you know?
Right.
And many times the baby's born and the mother doesn't make it at times like that because she didn't have what it took to be able to have that child. So we're going to talk about endurance. It's important because you're being hit from every single angle. I mean, if you haven't already buried your head in the sand of denial, everywhere is just nonstop, just pegging, boom, boom. I mean, every 30 minutes, I mean, just everything. I mean, you can imagine, I can't even name them all, but you can go to VFNTV.com and click on the banner on the bottom there. It talks about the storm and it has them all listed. And they're hitting one after the other, and they're going to increase with intensity. If you notice that, they're going to increase with intensity. And so I want to talk to you about not being overwhelmed by them and not being overwhelmed by these some evil folks that are held captive by darkness. That's what they're wanting to do. There's nobody more persistent than Lucifer, who knows his days are numbered, and his children. Mm-hmm. I mean, Alinsky's children is like, bam, bam. They understand that most people, you know, wear out over time. But those who walk with the Lord, who put their trust in the Lord, we're going to talk about that, how to have endurance by God's grace. And in addition, Issachar. You know, Issachar was one of Jacob's sons that understood the times and the seasons. And in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, he talks about there's a time and a season for everything. But someone, you know, out-of-season behavior, in other words, behavior that doesn't belong in the season, is very inappropriate. Mm-hmm. You know, this is not a time for joking, or this is not a time for seriousness, or this is not a time for peace, this is a time for war, that type of thing. And so not understanding that there's times and seasons that, and that's what God gives an anointing for that. And we call that, you know, the Issachar had it. Issachar understood the times and the seasons. The Israel need to make different decisions. And it appears that there's many people, if you listen to those that are, have that Issachar anointing that's falling on the church, and there's quite a few. I mean, children are here in the times and the seasons. But to understand, it is a time and a season. It's actually God saying, this is happening now. And so hopefully we get a chance today to be able to talk about, you know, understanding the seasons and the time and understanding appropriate behavior in those times. And Issachar understood that. We didn't get a chance the last couple of days to talk about, I don't know if we'll get a chance today, but talking about the Third Great Awakening, but we're going to talk about it because we want to talk about what happened with the First Great Awakening, what was the byproduct of that, and what happened with the Second Great Awakening, what the byproduct of that was. And it's interesting is it comes a time of tension after those that produce something that we walk in today, for example, that it wasn't that way before the awakening. But just because there was an awakening you know, God moves powerfully doesn't mean, okay, now you're now something's going to have to be done.
Mm-hmm.
You have to prepare yourself for what's going to take place. And how every rebooting of a nation that we've talked about this week so far always reboots under tyranny, or reboots under someone who, you know, an existing nation that comes down and comes back up again. I'm not talking about a nation that begins, mm-hmm. but a nation that goes down and comes back up again. It normally goes down based on history because people took advantage of it. Mm. You know, one particular congressman, I don't know what his name was in history, said once the people find out that they can vote themselves wealth from the treasure chest of the country, it's over.
Mm.
And that's where we are today. People realize if you put the right legislator in, then he can send money to you to build a bridge to nowhere. You know, he can transfer wealth. Your congressman can make laws that can move money from people's pockets who earned it to other people's pockets who didn't earn it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and the person in power realizes I can have the person's vote who doesn't work if I just transfer wealth type mm-hmm. thing. And it's all of a sudden it's like, okay, reboot. But the thing about that, it reboots under an individual who says, I want to guarantee everybody a chicken in every pot. I believe that was one of our presidents. Imagine today, you know, guaranteeing everybody a chicken in every pot. They'll be
crazy.
Like, is this hot wings? Is it barbecue? Right. Is it pizza wings?
You know, is it skinless chicken and boneless?
Is it skinless and boneless? I'm a little worried about my fat, you know, body fat content. And he got into office and stayed there because he promised a chicken in every pot. And today, you know, Americans would say, well, what kind of house is that pot going to be in? And what kind of pot are we going to have? Right.
Yeah.
And besides, I'm not really into chicken. Do you have any fish? You know, I don't really, and it's like, that's not a good sign. We're not grateful for chicken. Cause believe me, chicken goes with anything. And if we get a chance this week, and today we're going to talk about heroes. Are you a hero in every one of your dreams? Is everybody always the culprit? Mm. Do you ever consider maybe you might be the problem? It's really amazing how people like, well, I know, I just never thought that God was speaking to me about me. I was just thinking he was trying to correct the world, not me. And if we don't get a chance, we're definitely going to make it available on The Torch. You can go to VFNTV.com and click on The Torch for Live, Hope, and Learn, a feeding ministry and orphanage that's built and going to be built. Another section's being built in Haiti. And a friend of ours, Luis Lopez, is headed that way soon. But for $4 a day, you can feed a child for a month. Mm. For a month. And you can go to VFNTV.com, click on links, and you can see livehopelearn.org. And maybe you can do the same. You can partner. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
What religious rights do teachers have in school? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulo.
My school's real receptive of me with my Christian faith and the things I can do. But at this graduate class I've been taking, the professor has come out telling all the other people in the class that they can't wear a cross around their neck. One of the students mentioned that when they pray, when they eat lunch with their kids, a student asked them, what are you doing? And this teacher said, well, I can't talk to you about it. And I'd just like for you to maybe talk a little bit about the teacher's rights.
This idea that you have a complete surrender of religious freedom rights at the school is just incorrect. The unfortunate thing here is you've got a graduate-level course. This is teachers being taught by teachers on how to teach, and they're being told basically if you engage in any kind of religious discussion, it's off-limits, it's, you know, inappropriate, you can't say a prayer before a meal, don't wear a cross to the classroom. That's some of the hostility that's out there. It's very unfortunate. It's really misinformation.
Visit us at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
You may be joining us today, and you're searching. You're searching to know God. Well, I want to encourage you. He's searching for you. You know, a couple of us have put our stories out available so that you can be able to connect with Father God through His Son, Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to go to meetmyfather.org. And when you go there, you'll see a bunch of our stories. We try to share, not all of it, but some of what God has done in our own personal lives. Listen, coming to God and coming to the Father is not as hard as religious made it out to be. He's a real loving father who loves you, who sent his son so that you can have a relationship with him. Go to meetmyfather.org and you can read some of our stories.
Restoring the purity in giving. Giving without regret. Imagine having a wonderful time of being able to celebrate others and to be able to get them gifts and go through a gift-giving season and it to be all said and done and all you have is good memories. No regret, no debt, no 5 years to pay it off. Listen, we have to get a right perspective of giving again. We have to understand it's supposed to be a good experience. We have to restore the purity in giving today. A special offer available this week to you at VFNTV.com. Just go to VFNTV.com, click on special offer, an offer of any amount, and it could be yours. I encourage you, get it now, listen to it, so that you can truly restore the purity in giving, and you'll be giving without regret this Christmas season.
Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy,
you're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I want to wish everybody out there a Merry Christmas and just pray a blessing over you and your family as we focus on Jesus Christ, the day that we celebrate that God became man, all God, all man, the Son of God was born here on earth. In a manger of all places. And we want to remember he's the reason for the season. We want to focus on him. We want to lift him up. Christ must. Think about it. Merry Christmas. When you're saying, you're just like the angel shouting hallelujah when the Lord is born. So Merry Christmas is not some general. Can I say Merry Christmas? It's like, it is a merry day. It's the day the anointing came. You know, Christ is not Jesus' last name. It's right. Jesus the anointing.
That's right.
Came. The presence and the Spirit of God. Well, the Jerusalem Post is reporting that an Arab Christians now are beginning to enlist in the Israeli Defense Force.
Wow, that's amazing.
I know. Well, it's been happening, but it's increasing because there's all diversity inside of Israel. But the Christian Arabs are beginning to join, and in increasing numbers. As a matter of fact, they're saying it's even doubled, which is, I mean, that is so biblical when you think about the context that we stand together in defense of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the Greek Orthodox priest's son was 21 years old. He's an Arab Christian, and his son is as well, was enlisting in the Israeli Defense Force. And he was in Nazareth, and he got under attack. That somebody came up and snuck up on him and attacked him. And beat him with a stick and put him in the hospital, put him in the emergency room. And so they're having to really make a decision. And this is the reality of what it's like when you stand up for God, stand up for Israel. And that's what we stand for, God and, you know, God and country in that order in Israel. That these are the kind of things that have happened historically. And these are the things that happen when an Arab Christian says, I'm going to defend the apple of God's eye. That is the epitome of the Muslim Brotherhood. They would think this is terrible of Islam and Muslims. It's like, what are you doing? And it's like, and they understood that they're finding out they met the Messiah. They met Jesus.
Right.
And so they got attacked in Nazareth. He got attacked. And then the priest's wife has locked herself in the house. She just doesn't want to, you know, it's just crazy what's going on. So we need to pray for the Arab Christians in Israel. You can find out more about this. This is what the Jerusalem Post is posting there on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch. Remember to pray for the Israeli Defense Force. Was that you and I that was there at that particular time when we were on the wall, the Western Wall, and we saw the young folks who the Israeli Defense Force was marching out? There's like young girls and guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were so young, were they?
Oh my gosh.
They were very young because you got, by law there, you have to serve 2 years in the military there. And it's called, when you hear IDF, that's actually Israeli Defense Force. That's their military. And so They're all in order and marching out. Some of them were inside the city and some were outside this big long line of marching through the Western walls that were standing over them. And it was a beautiful sight, but it also you have the natural and the spiritual. And they have to stand watch. They have to know that these times are tough and folks are out to destroy them. And sad to say, this young man, just for standing up, wanted to defend his country that he's in, Israel, and stands shoulder to shoulder with IDF soldiers as one, he was attacked for doing that. And it's just, my goodness, you know. Wow. But we want to stand with Israel. If you want to stand with us, you want to stand for Israel, I encourage you to go to VFNTV.com, click on links, you'll see CUFI, Christians United for Israel, and you could stand today, or also you can partner with the Do Good Ministries, which I believe it should be on the links. If not, it will be.
Yeah.
With Avi Mizrahi. Iran now is rising in influence over there in this particular area because of the our actions that we've taken right here. As a matter of fact, listen up first to CBN News as they're reporting about what's taking place in the Middle East.
The president's foreign policy is coming under fire after signing the Geneva Accord with Iran. Many of America's traditional allies are asking if America is losing its influence in the Middle East. As Chris Mitchell reports from Jerusalem, the consequences are already rippling through the region.
After Geneva, many Middle East experts see a stronger Iran, a weaker America, and a region teetering on the brink.
So we in the Middle East, we in Israel, and as I see, in the Arab press, because this is my business, to follow Arab press. They are confused and they don't believe anymore in American influence in the region.
For decades, American influence acted like a rudder steering events in the Middle East. Now, many Mideast experts, like former Israeli ambassador to Egypt, Zvi Mazel, believe the region is losing its way.
The Middle East lost its compass, you see? In the old times, they used to be the Soviet Union and the United States, but now everyone goes his own direction.
The perception is that America will not be here around for long, and Iran is the coming superpower.
A major change in U.S. Mideast policy is the attempt to turn Iran from an adversary to a friend.
It's not completely friend yet. But I'm saying it's on the way, too. I believe this is what President Obama sees, that there will be a dialogue with Iran and there will be relations with America, and Iran will become a good boy, a good student. We don't believe it.
The diplomatic courtship with Iran and the perception of waning U.S. influence have led to shifting and unprecedented alliances in the region. Since many Mideast nations see Iran as an existential threat, the Gulf states are considering uniting for their own self-defense. And both Egypt and Saudi Arabia have reached out to find another ally besides the United States.
There is now a dialogue between Saudi Arabia and Russia. It doesn't happen every day.
Can you believe it? Saudi Arabia. Prince Bandar went twice to Moscow lately.
Pincus, Mazel, and others now see the Middle East with America retreating and Russia advancing.
Putin is really a very happy man. Everywhere where America is going away, he's coming in immediately.
Mazel warns Russia's comeback in the Middle East is just one consequence of U.S. Mideast policy. He also warns if Iran does get a nuclear bomb, it would be the beginning of a Mideast nuclear arms race. Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Jerusalem.
Amazing. Totally, 100%. In our lifetime, we have seen prophecy be fulfilled and America lead the way. The perception there in the Middle East is America will no longer be there and Iran will be the new superpower. Hopefully there's a lot of related articles on this that you can understand the context of what we're talking about here. All the way from the Cairo speech all the way to today, this has been a strategy. And the assumption is this, that they're going to be good boys. Mm-hmm. That's what they're saying. That's what he just said. That's what he just said, quoting him. But you have to understand they have an apocalyptic viewpoint. Mm-hmm. Their government is about stirring up strife that allows their Iman to come back and save them. And you just don't want to say what's purely obvious, but we're the ones that empowered. I don't remember what the post is, but you're going to find it, the segment, in regards to where we went over and turned over the Arab, the Arab League to Putin. And so all 500 Muslims ended up under Muslim countries ended up under 500 million up under Putin. Mm-hmm. And now Putin, Saudi Arabia, just like what had to happen with Prime Minister Netanyahu, had to go to Russia, the king of Russia, for help. Days are getting thick. And we as the church, we as Christians and Jews, we've got to stand up. We're going to be talking about in today's programs, four programs back to back as we're coming to the end of this one. Catch us in a few moments. We have to gain the strength. We have to get the wisdom. We have to get insight. We're about to enter into days that test men's souls. What you think, what you want, and what you feel. But our God's greater. For look up, our redemption draws near.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you, phone numbers, web addresses, even a map. Visit VFNTV.com. We want to ask you to partner. Listen, you're giving, your contributions. We're doing this together. We're taking the gospel all around the world. Every bit counts. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
This is VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. Light meaning the light of the world, not light like easy. We're doing that so that you can actually not be a part of that. Listening to VFN Radio may be your only light. Mm. It may be your only opportunity during a day that every news broadcast, every radio broadcast, every conversation is just dark. Mm-hmm. It's doubtful. It's this Hitler-like type conversations or mm-hmm. Aryan-type conversations or Iranian or Muslim-type conversations or political, which is type conversations. Or you could listen to VFN Radio. And you're able to hear what's taking place, but then you can hear what God's word says about it, and you can get a perspective, and you go, hey, I can know things without being terrified. I can. Mm-hmm. God has prepared me during this day to have a peace in the midst of whatever's going on. There's going to be a great harvest. We're believing and praying that God would bring a third great awakening to America, and a great awakening changes the DNA of the nation. They said Hitler's goal was to de-Christianize the church. And they wanted to infiltrate it with political people. And what do we have today? We have people who are very politically connected and into some different political parties. And they like the whole scheme of the thing. And then they're coming into the churches and they're trying to de-Christianize it and make it more of a social justice movement. And that's what's taking place right now. Listen, I know this firsthand. And as a community organizer, I saw in my history, my past, that the church was being infiltrated by men and women who weren't Christians. Mm-hmm. And the church was just letting them come in to do social justice movements. You got to hear that. We have to understand this. God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. VFN Radio gives you that knowledge and that wisdom and that light.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, you are watching VFN Radio on VFN TV and the Christian Television Network. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
Got your little snuggie on over there.
Yeah,
your comfy, what do they call it?
Toasty.
The comfy, comfy.
It's a sweater.
Oh, sweater. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
That's all right. I got my tennis shoes on.
A beautiful day in the neighborhood. Won't you be mine? Won't you be mine? Is that how it goes like that?
Something like that.
Mr. Rogers.
Yeah. Not Mr. Robinson's, but Mr. Rogers. remember that one?
No, I don't remember.
You don't
that.
Remember that? We can't talk about it.
I don't remember that. Getting back to Iran. No, we're going to be talking. We're going to talk about today. If you missed the first program, remember, it was four programs back to back. We're in our second program today that we're talking about what's happening in Israel. Christian Arabs now are joining, doubling up in numbers as they're joining the Israeli Defense Force, which is their military, which is exciting, but also they're suffering persecution for doing it. One of them got beat to the point he got with a limb, I guess. I wouldn't call it a stick, right, because it put him in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And you find out more about it, and Jerusalem Post is reporting that, and it's on the VFN Torch, and you can hear it on the earlier segment as well. But also, now they are saying in the Middle East that their expectations are, we reported this in the earlier program, that their perception is in the Middle East that United States of America will soon be gone, and Iran will be the new superpower.
Wow.
And they believe that our president is banking on them being good guys. They're going to be good guys. And Saudi, I don't think he's banking on that. He's a very intelligent man.
Right.
There's something else going on. Could be Alinsky, where you're pushing things to the edge and then mm-hmm. making the shift. Or, you know, could be a moment. End time. And now we turned over, we talked about turning over the Arab League, which is over 500 million Muslims, the Muslim nations, over to the king of Russia, you know, President Putin in Russia. Mm-hmm. And now that we reported, they're reporting, CBN News is reporting that the prince, the king of Saudi Arabia now is going to Russia as well. So yeah, the prime minister of Israel. I mean, these words are coming out of my mouth and I can't believe it. But we're going to be talking about, so the president of Saudi Arabia is going as well to President Putin to seek help because they're seeing that America soon won't be there. But prophetically, remember, God said every nation will turn against Israel, but the Christians won't. The Christians and Jews will stand together for the very fact that the number of Christians are doubling, that are joining the military to defend Israel, including Arab Christians. That's beautiful. That is a beautiful thing to see that, because this is the fulfillment of they won't see the Messiah until they say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Messiah. And the Christian or the Jewish World Congress just reported, and we had it on, you can see it, that they basically said, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, your Lord, because you weren't silent for us, we won't be silent for you. And it looks like Christians and Jews will be standing together in the end times. It's being fulfilled in our presence. If you're not standing with Israel, you're missing out on your purpose. And if you stand with us, if you partner prayerfully and financially with VFN Radio and the daily VFN TV and the daily VFN Radio program, realize, you know, you're standing. You're standing for God and country in that order, and for Israel. That's what we're doing nonstop, giving a biblical perspective, seeking the biblical perspective to what's taking place, so we know what to do, our marching orders. And God is revealing, God is speaking. So we're going to talk about, in this particular program, if we get to all four programs today, is Secretary of State John Kerry now is urging, in the midst of all of this, mm-hmm. this perceived new superpower rising up called Iran. Jiminy Ayatollah crickets, what are y'all doing? And with that, he's urging our lawmakers, you, through your representative, which they're probably not going to let you in the conversation, to stop these sanctions that are supposed to take place in 6 months after they fail at their attempt to whatever, which they're already backing out. It's just like, it's all flesh. You know? And, but that, our Secretary of State, who got us, who was used to get us into this particular place as it was, starting with the bombing of Assad's Damascus type situation, it will not end well for JJ, for the route that our current leadership's taking, and who's on the face of this thing is John Kerry, Secretary of State John Kerry. But you got to hear, you got to stay with us through all this conversation, because we can't say everything over and over and over again.
Right.
But it's not, our president is one. This is what our president's pastor said. You have to understand that he was selected before you elected him. He has to be able to take care of those who selected him. And he was saying that in regards to, you know, give him some time. He has to take care of this other stuff first. Well, this whole selected crew, whoever selected this transformable president, as they put it, they had expectations for the Middle East. They obviously had some expectations how they wanted to handle Israel, how they wanted to handle the Muslim Brotherhood, and you know, whatever their reasoning is, you're messing with God when you're messing with Israel.
That's all right.
And some huge consequences. So we're going to be listening to CBN's reporting on that. Understand, when they talk about stopping these sanctions, and they're just saying, listen, if you keep your word, if you do what you've agreed on, there's not going to be any more sanctions increased. But if you don't, it's going to increase. And they're saying, we'll hear more about that. And also building your strength. So many things are coming at you from so many angles. So many things are coming at us. And you can just, I forget what the percentage is, but it's a large percentage. There's a great movie that the History Channel put together. It's called Armageddon or something of that nature. And it's a study. Scientists got together, and I'm not talking Armageddon here now, but they're just, that was their scenario, they called it, I believe, right? Was it? And you know, what is this human psyche? What happens when war hits? What do people do when trouble hits? What do people do? And you're spending many years in law enforcement, I saw a lot of these things take place. People just they don't know what to do, so tragic things happen, so they just do what they always do. And the majority of people are like that. They just, like, it's 8 o'clock, I'm supposed to be at work. This mom calls going to work. Same ones are going, like, hey, we got a day off. We got a day off.
Yeah, right.
And phlegmatics are going, and so you're not going to be able to look at folks and think everything's okay, because people, as it gets heavier and more stressful, people will just get more into their rut. It's like, I'm not thinking. I'm just going to work. I'm paying my bills. I'm staring at something other than news and doing nothing. And they just get this lethargic state. And it's almost like a survival mode for folks. You know, just I don't want to hear it. And the truth is, that's not a survival mode. You know, that's actually a death wish. You know, you have to wake yourself up and be alert. You have to strengthen yourself to walk out in faith. If we deny the reality in our God in the midst of this journey and just bury our head in the sand of denial, what are we? Who are we as Christians? And so there's a role for us to play. I mean, if they needed soldiers on IDF, we need to be a soldier in IDF. If we need to, you know, step up and begin to prophesy to a nation, we got to step up and prophesy to a nation. And so we have to help people. Our goal and desire is to not only educate you and educate ourselves, we're learning out loud, but then to look at we want to illuminate that with God, the light of God's word, to kind of look at, what does God say about that? And then we want to inspire you and reminding you, God is more powerful than all this. God's overcome this with his word and understanding that. And finally, to activate you. And so if we don't activate, what good are we? We have to, you know, faith without being activated is dead. And so many people just love learning. Give me some more information. Why? You didn't do something with the last encyclopedia guy gave you. Why do you need more information? Ever learning, but not doing. That's what he talked about. And probably won't get to this in this particular program, but in regards to the seasons and the times, understanding the seasons and the times that we're in. It's very important to understand there is seasons. And you could wish these seasons away, but if you're in that season, you're in that season. And inappropriate behaviors in the wrong season can cause some major difficulties.
That's right.
And so we want to talk about that as well. We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio.
Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Well, there's nothing like having a light, knowing where you're going in the dark place. And we're told that darkness covers the earth, thick darkness covers the folks, covers the people. But Jesus, the light of the world, he came to give us light. That's so awesome. And it says, you know what? Not only did he come to give us light, but he came to be the light, but he came to give us that light, which is the life of men. And then he gave us the word which is the light. He is the word, and the word became flesh. As a matter of fact, if you have not yet, catch this moment at the VFN Dream Center. Listen how important it is, to be in the light.
If you just get enough light and word to get saved and find out where you are in Christ, but you spend no time walking out the word, it's not going to end well for you. There's going to be a lot of people who went that way, and they're going to encourage you on that wide way, and they're going to tell you you're totally fine. As a matter of fact, George Barna says in Barna Group, he does a statistical survey of the church, and he says 81% of regular church attenders who say they go to church, according to George Barna, don't even read the light. They don't even read the word. What does that automatically mean? They're in what? Darkness. And so you have a dark, spiritually speaking, people looking at a dark leadership, 530 people in Washington, D.C., and they're thinking that my darkness is going to change their darkness. It's like, that's foolishness. That's a riot. Yes, it's gross darkness. And not only does he say that 81% of the people who call themselves Christians are not reading the Word, he says that 19%, out of the 19% that are reading the Word, only 3% of them actually use it as light to get around. They actually read it and apply it to their life. In other words, they look at the map, they find out where they are, and they change their direction based on the map, on the Word of God. Which means what? 97% of the people who call themselves Christians, according to George Bonner, are where? In the darkness. That's why 97% are not giving to God in his tithes and offerings, because they're in darkness. They don't know. You don't know what you don't know. But what's so crazy is because they're not reading. They're going to Washington, D.C. and marching out there and complaining about them taxing them too much money on their taxes and doing this and doing that. And it's like, okay, you're saying that you're paying too much taxes while you're robbing from God. It's like, you need to get in the Word. It's not going to be good. Satan's going to eat your lunch. You're going there telling people how to be married and how not to be married. And look at yourself. If you read the Word, you find out your marriage is in shambles. Your children are just trying to survive your darkness. Come on. We wouldn't get in a fight. We're going to lose that fight. I'm just saying. 97% is in darkness. Well, you can say, well, that's just terrible. You say, oh, I just need to be the light then. Jesus came as one and became many. Then we can become one in Him, and we can what? Become many. People just don't, the enemy has underestimated you and the power of your wattage when you decide to live a godly life before God. You walk in the workplace and the place goes, and demons are like, oh, she's here, he's here. Because they know you're the light when you walk in. They're like, whoa, Susie's here. Then they go like, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to say that around you. You're like, how in the world would you even be bothered with that? Because they see the light, they know.
It's so important. If you want to get a chance to join the dream, go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Vinefellowshipnetwork.org. You can even join us physically or you can join us virtually. It's vinefellowshipnetwork.org.
Oh, holy night, and the stars are brightly shining.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, a blessing over your family, and just encourage you, if you haven't yet gone to VFNTV.com and got Restoring Purity and Giving, but imagine having a peaceful time of focusing on the Lord with your family And looking back on it on December 26th and going, wow, that was so wonderful. There's no regrets.
Mm-hmm.
No regrets. What a wonderful time. Also joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
We are talking about, first, Secretary of State John Kerry is urging you, your representatives who you sent there, but that's you, to stop supporting this news, these new sanctions that are coming up in 6 months on Iran. The one they're saying that they're perceiving is going to be the new nuclear power mm-hmm. in the Middle East. Hold on, listen up. CBN News reporting.
Secretary of State John Kerry is asking lawmakers to refrain from imposing new sanctions on Iran. He met one-on-one with different senators on the issue today. In the agreement reached last month, Iran agreed to stop enriching uranium over the next 6 months. That in exchange for the U.S. not imposing new sanctions during that period. Kerry says any new sanctions could jeopardize efforts to roll back Iran's nuclear program, and that officials need more time to work toward a final agreement that eliminates any possibility of Iran developing nuclear weapons.
That is amazing. Here we are at just like the Lord was told me. Understand that when Secretary of State Hillary Clinton stepped down and her replacement, Secretary of State John Kerry, came in, and some of his first actions, it was the And it's not abnormal to think that Americans, this is representative government.
Mm-hmm.
So for saying things like, well, you know, they're not really leading. There's some people behind them that's telling them what to do. Well, that's called representative government. That's not, it's not wrong for people to, your leaders in Washington, D.C., to talk to you and you to say, I think you should go this way or I think you should go that way.
Mm-hmm.
We want to elect leaders based on their value system and who their God is, and you know, as Christians, and that they would hear from the Lord and not hurt Israel or that type of thing, or you know, the Constitution. But it's not wrong. But the question is, who are you getting counsel from?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you getting your counsel from? And whoever is behind this, that their viewpoints of Christianity, they come from the college campuses, the universities, and hopefully there is a related segment to this that you can see it on the VFN Torch, because the universities are turning our children away from God, even Christian universities. 50%
wow.
of Christians who go to universities leave their faith. 50%, and it's like 80%, I believe, for the other. But the definite mm-hmm. numbers are there. Well, this particular selected crew. That you know, Americans who they had a vision for America, you know, based on what we've been seeing and things are unfolding and we're learning out loud, they have a different viewpoint of America. And a lot of them are professors. A lot of them came from and taught in the universities for quite some time. And so they have a strategy that's unfolding. And they were actually looking for a president who have courage, who would be a transformational president. And the last one that would have a transformational presidency is what they said. And you can find out, there's a related article on the Torch to this to know that. This is before anybody was even, you know, chosen.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the last, this current president was the last one on their list because he did not fit that criteria. He was more of the moderate in the middle of the road in how he did things, according to them. That's what they said, the mm-hmm. panel. And So this whole thing's unfolding. So to put all your focus and your intention and your energy on one man and say, you know, it's his fault or it's one woman or it's her fault, you have to understand it's a machine. It's a whole syndicate of people who are potentially Americans that have an agenda. They think that it would go better this way. And that's the prerogative of being an American. You can do that. With the exception of, you can't violate the Constitution. Mm-hmm. You can't violate the constitutional rights of American citizens. And in turn, other citizens can say, well, this is how we think it should go. And then they can seek counsel with representatives. Well, Senator Kerry, Secretary of State John Kerry, is saying, do not put sanctions at the end of the 6 months. And they're only there in case they don't do what they're going to do. They're mm-hmm. not going to do what they're going to do.
Right.
And the amazing thing is we know this. It's like you're buying time for the four blood moons, you know?
Right.
I mean, think about 6 months. It's 120 days approximately to the April 15th. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the middle of all this, you know, with the words that you've heard, you probably heard us talk about as we played for you with his own voice, you know, Jim Baker, you know, talking about 31 things that the Lord had shown him that's coming to pass. The one that hasn't is nuclear material found in the Kedron Valley or in Jerusalem. They want Jerusalem. It's a battle over Jerusalem.
Right.
And some people don't care. And so they're easily used by the adversary to give it away or to promote giving it away. And you think, well, how can people collaborate so much? Because it's a simple thing. It's either yes or no. It's light or dark. It's Lucifer or God. It's a battle between those two. Right. And whoever we obey, that's who our dad is. That's who our God is. And so it's a battle over Jerusalem. And what the Lord showed me, and hopefully you can click on a related link when you're listening to this, go through the VFN Torch, is that God showed me right before Senator Kerry stood on the stage of all the world and said, we're going to bomb Damascus. I knew what time it was going to happen. And the results of what him being in office and him doing what he's doing, and understand, I'm not talking about this is his scheme or his idea. He disagreed to lead it.
Mm-hmm.
He agreed to lead the movement. You know, some have dark torches and some have light torches. This is a dark movement.
Right.
And what happened was, the results of that is the same thing we're seeing happen to Israel, where Israel is being isolated, targeted, polarized. This is Zelensky tactics.
Right.
You know, Zelensky 101, right? And all of a sudden, just like in the past, all of us, what happened with Hitler, he did that, and everybody just started blaming the Jews for everything. And it's like, how does that even happen? It happens like it's happening right now. And this is something you have to understand. This is what God told me. I said it on the air. I said it on CTN. I said it over the airwaves across the world. As soon as he told me that this is what's going to happen, it's going to happen at this particular time. And it's going to cause JJ, the Christians and the Jews, Jesus and the Jews, to be become the underclass in people's eyes.
Mm.
And all of a sudden we're seen in a dark way, and we're the problem. And you're starting to hear that manifest even in America. It's just like, where in the world, what darkness just spoke through you that says that? You know, one guy, was young guy. We interviewed him. I believe it was probably, maybe Fox News, Sean Hannity or something, which I don't even. It's just any news thing right now just bothers me. Because they don't, it's not normal. You're not talking about it the right way. All you're doing is just dogging people out promoting folks.
I think it's people.
It's just people's. Instead of just like, what is God saying? But they put the mic in front of this young man's face and he says, we want all your Christians out of here. We want your Bibles out of here, your church out of here. And it's this venom. It's like, get God out of America. And of course, it was just young. He was held captive by something. That's just something speaking through him.
Mm-hmm.
But it was something speaking through him. And he revealed the strategy of darkness, that the enemy wants to be able to take over this land. You can look, if you don't understand biblical realities and that a biblical worldview, which we've talked about that as well, and hopefully that's a related article, is this is a big battle going on between light and darkness. And people can say, well, I look over at China, you know, and they have buildings and they go to work and... Well, you're seeing what they show you on TV. There is 1.5 billion folks over there, and 90% of them are in abject poverty. You know, 90%. That's like 1. Whatever billion folks. You're just seeing the studio, you know.
Yeah.
And you're thinking life is normal. This is the understanding. But God got removed from the public life. God got removed, and now you have to sneak around and gather in certain places to be able to talk about the God, his son, Jesus Christ. And that's what happens. You say, well, you'll sell out God for some sort of concept.
Mm-hmm.
And what you got to have is the church has got to rise up, as we talked about Jonah, and say, this is what's going to happen if we don't. And so many people say, well, that kind of looks kind of, I could live with that. I could live with this. Like, well, you can live on this earth with that, but in eternity, you'll live in darkness with that. Mm-hmm. Without God, You're totally 100% separated from eternal life, forgiveness. And the end of that is where there's weeping and there's gnashing of teeth. Total separation from God. God's not sending you there. That kind of choice that you talked about just then, that I was mentioning, that's a choice where you're choosing to go there. Mm-hmm. Jesus came to save us. He came to set us free, bring us out of darkness, to bring the light to us. But we have to choose him. We have to make a choice to be able to choose the Lord. And so many folks over the centuries, they get caught up horizontally thinking, well, this will make my physical life better, or this will make my physical life better, or that will, or this will, this, instead of realizing, I got to worry about my soul and trust God that he's going to take care of my needs, that our Lord meets all of our needs according to his riches and glory. When we just say honor God, when you honor God with your life, when you honor God with your time, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength, I'm telling you, he is faithful. It's not an American reality. It's a kingdom of God reality. Our God is faithful, and it's for us to stand with Israel and understand God said specifically when Secretary John Kerry gets in this place, the Jews and the Christians are in trouble. We need to cry out for God and pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you, phone numbers, web addresses, even maps. Visit VFNTV.com and become a sponsor or a partner. Listen, do it today. It's your partnership, your giving financially that is helping us take the gospel all around the world. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com. Become a partner today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. Taking VFN Radio and VFN TV anywhere you want to go, Wi-Fi or no-fi. Why? Because of the podcast. We have podcasting available for you right now. What happens with podcasts? You go to VFNTV.com, click on the podcast, choose the source of podcast that you want to receive it in based on your particular device, computer or mobile device, and realize it just automatically will do what you set it up to do. It will download it while you're having lunch. It'll download it while you're at work. And then when you're driving anywhere in the world, flying anywhere in the world, even when you're on an airline, they say turn off all these mobile phones. You still can actually listen to what's already on your playlist, which would be downloaded programs and highlights from VFN Radio. Go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast today.